K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mom, and tell me what he's been to you.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right, because Pastor Dunkley's on the airway.
Eyes that are sounding like the truth, but they're lies, because he is the father of the lies. And those that lie are his children. When we are spiritual blinded, we have what folks call tunnel vision. And we cannot see beyond the sight of the eyes. And you hear things like, we can't do that. That's too much for us. But yet we say we trust in the Lord. And we are walking with him day by day. Spiritual blindness will keep the church from moving forward in the 21st century. And I come by to say to you, my brothers and my sisters, that church will not operate in the 21st century like it did in the 19th, 20th century. The message is the same, but the methods have to change if we are going to grow the church spiritually and numerically. But because of spiritual blindness, we are unable to see only that which the eyes can see. But when we are blinded spiritually, we are closed-minded. The mind is closed to understanding, is closed to information. The heart is closed, and we cannot do what God wants us to do because we are closed-minded, and so we really don't hear from God. But I hope and pray that at the end of this message today that we will allow God to open our eyes, that we might see through the eyes of faith. The text here takes place at a time when the Syrians was warring against Israel. And the man of God, Elisha, who had taken the place of Elijah, would receive revelation from God. The king of Syria's servant said, well, now he has your bedroom bugged. That's why Solomon says nothing new under the sun. He knows what you're saying in the bedroom. So in other words, nothing that you say, king, gets by the man of God. And so he sent spies out to see where this man of God was, that he might get him. And he has this town, the city, under siege, surrounded with his army, the Bible says, chariots and horses. And early that morning, Elisha's servant no doubt went to the well to get water, and he took note of the army, servant, the chariots, the horses, and he comes back in frightened, trembling no doubt, afraid, full of fear, and says to the man of God, Master, what shall we do? That's what happens when you're blinded spiritually. When danger comes forth, when difficulty comes forth, all you can say is, Lord, what shall I do? You notice Elijah in the text is just as cool, calm, and collected as he can be, not really even paying any attention. But he prays, Lord, open his eyes. And I often ask myself, why did I want the servant's eyes open? If your eyes are open, you need to be surrounded by people whose eyes are open. Because if your eyes are open and you are surrounded by people whose eyes are closed, eventually they will cause you to close your eyes. You are influenced by the people that you're around. And your eyes are very important because your eyes feed your mind. Your eyes feed your heart. Those things that we see, good or bad, it feeds our mind. It feeds our heart. The books we read, whether they be good or bad, it feeds our mind. It feeds our heart. That's why you need to be mindful of what your children are watching on television. You need to be mindful of what they're listening to on the radio or the CD or what have you. Because that will influence their minds, their thinking. It can cause them to become blinded spiritually because of the information that they are receiving. And so one of the ways that our eyes can be open is through prayer. And now, look at the text. Once Elijah had prayed for the servant, that his eyes may be open, he goes back and look again. And he said the mountain was full of horses, chariots of fire all around Elijah. Do you see that? Beforehand, they was around the city. But now that he sees beyond the situation, he says that they are all around Elisha. And so by the eyes of faith, he could see God's resources working for him. So you need to be able to see God's resources working in your life. That's why when Moses got to the Red Sea, that's why when he stopped and he told them to see the salvation of the Lord today. You need to see your salvation today. You need to see your healing today. You need to see your deliverance today. You need to see it happening in your life right now. It's sad that we look at all of the bad things more than we look at the good things. Secondly, your eyes can be opened by the word of God. You remember when the two disciples were walking down the road of Emmaus, and all of a sudden Jesus appeared, and they just walking along and talking and what have you, and carrying on. And they didn't even recognize him. Not until they got home, and he opened up the word of God to them. And the Bible said the scripture opened their eyes. So the word of God can open your eyes. So the more you read God's word, the more you apply God's word to your life, the more your eyes, your spiritual eyes, your eyes of faith will be open. And that you will see beyond your difficulties. You will see beyond your circumstances. You will see beyond your situation. You will see God already worked it out. You'll be able to praise God no matter what condition you are in. And realizing that your condition is not your conclusion. You'll be able to see God's blessings in your life. The word of God says, if the Lord is for me, who can be against me? The word of God said, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all of your ways, and he will direct your faith. The word of God said, delight in the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart. The word of God said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength, my shield, my heart trusted in him, and I am helped. So why are you worried? If you believe the word of God. Why are you troubled? If you believe the word of God. Why are you whining? If you believe in the word of God. If you're trusting in God, the psalmist says, he is my help. He's my helper. He's my comforter. Sometimes we are blinded to our blessings. First Sunday, I talked about position yourself for your blessing. Last Sunday, I talked about the greatest Valentine, greatest gift or greatest blessing, salvation through Jesus Christ, his death, burial, resurrection on the cross. This morning, I want you to open your eyes and see your blessing. Because sometimes we are blinded by things, ingratitude, gripe, grumbling, and we miss seeing our blessing. There is so much beauty and so much kindness all around us, but yet we want to look at the unlovely. We want to see the mud and not the star. There's so many good things that are happening in our life. So many good things have already happened. So many good things are happening in your life right now. And there are some more things that are going to happen in your life if you just trust God. Now, the next prayer that Elijah prayed was that the army be blinded. First, he prays that his servant's eyes be open. And I say you need to surround yourself with folks whose eyes are open. You need to surround yourself with people that know just a little bit more than you know. And sometimes we get jealous and envy of people that know just a little bit more about a certain subject. There are some things that you don't know and I don't know. And yet there are some things that I know and that you know. But together, nobody know it all, but together we can grow. Now, if you're around somebody that's always belly aching, guess what happened? You wind up belly aching. But if you're around someone that's always thinking highly of things around them, of themselves, not that you're more than anybody else, but you don't have to go around dragging, oh my God, what shall I do now? But trust God. And so since you are his child, you are in his hand, the devil and hell can't pluck him out, do my prophet no harm, touch not my anointed, well then you have a lot to praise God for. But you got to see it. You got to believe it. Secondly, we are blind to the hurt of others and their needs. Now the king of Israel wanted that. First of all, Elisha says to the army, they blind now. Say, now, the man you want, now they talking to the man they're looking for. I'm going to take you into the city where the man you're looking for is at. Now they talking to him now. He leads them into Samaria. Now, when he get there, then he prays that the eyes be open. They're in the enemy camp now. And so the king of Israel wanted to kill them. Say, shall we kill them? Take their life? Slay them? And I said, no. You have captured them with your swords and now you want to kill them? Don't you have some mercy upon them? Well, the point was that Elijah did not want Israel to take credit for what God had done. If they had killed them off, then it was like, we, look what we did. How often we get like that? Look what we did. Look at what we are doing. But God wants the glory, not you and I. He wants the glory. And so if he allowed them to kill them, then they would have had the glory that they defeated the army. But by this time, by this way, they knew it wasn't nobody but God. God had protected them all this time. They had divine protection because the man of God was trusting in the Lord. So sometimes we are blinded to the hurt and the needs of others that are around us. There are hurting people all around us. In the church, there are hurting people. In our community, there are hurting people. On the job, if you see a work and you meet somebody that's hurting. If you go to the grocery store, you're going to meet someone that's hurting. And that's a good time for you to share the word of God. Or if not, that's a good time for you to just stop and listen. I was sharing with my wife a few days ago, a minister that I ran into, a friend of mine. And normally I speak in, I don't know if you do that or not, I speak in, by the time I say hello, I'm about 2 hours down, you know. I'm in such a rush, you know. God, thanks be to God, he's kind of calming me down. I'm in such a rush to do what I'm going to do. But anyway, I stopped. And we must have talked about 15, 20 minutes. And I listened at what he had to say. And sometimes people just need someone to listen. You don't have to say a word, but listen. I don't know about you, but I'm taking check of myself. And sometimes we speak and we keep walking. I don't know if you do that or not. You may not do that. But we speak to someone and we keep walking. I had someone ask me, they say, man, tell me how things are going. I said, where do you want me to start? And they kept walking. So I guess it wasn't interested in how things were going. He asked a question. So I said, where do you want me to start? Huh? That wasn't what he was asking for? Okay, well, right then. Well, I guess I had fun with him that day. But anyway, I'm trying to help us get our eyes open. We're blinded to the blessing that God has. Now, we're all blessed. If you got up this morning, you're blessed. If you were able to close yourself and come to this sanctuary, you are blessed. I heard a preacher say this morning, you got, I'm going to look at him. Ain't nobody in this audience malnutritioned. Everybody I'm looking at eating pretty good. Hallelujah. That's a blessing. I don't see nobody drooped over and can count their ribs. That's a blessing. And some of us are just a wee bit, you know, but anyway. So we're not missing no meal. Now that's a blessing. And I don't see anyone here this morning that don't know who I am. Your mind is intact. That's a blessing. Your eyesight. Now, your hindsight and your foresight may be off a little bit, but your eyesight, your 20/20 is working this morning. That's a blessing. But God has some supernatural blessings for you that you can get if you obey God and do it God's way and walk in his way. Those are the blessings that I'm trying to help us to get a hold on. Those are the blessings that God wants you to have. Those are the blessings that glorify God. And you'll know it's a blessing because you can't explain it. And it brings God glory and not you glory. But God must open your eyes that you may see the blessings. And we are blessed as we open our eyes to see the hurt in others and be there for them. And finally, we are blind to our spiritual resources. We are blinded to our spiritual resources. Now, Elisha depended upon God, not no one else, but God. And as he spoke to his servant, he was just as calm and cool and collected. And the servant said, I see horses. The second time, I see chariots and I see fire around Elisha, not the city. That's why Elisha told him, it's more of us, but yet ain't for two in the room. But it's more of us than it is them. You and God is a majority. If you're in a wheelchair and you got God, you are the majority. If you're blind and you got God, you are the majority. Because he said, those I have in my hand, the devil in hell can't pluck them out. You're in the majority. He said, delight in him and he will give you the desires of your heart. You are in the majority. You got the Holy Ghost with you. You got God the Son with you. You got God the Father with you. You are the majority. It does not matter what is on the outside, but on the inside of you, you are the majority. For he that's in me is greater than he that's in the world. You're in the majority, and you have spiritual resources. We live in spiritual poverty when we have the key to the riches of glory. Many live in spiritual poverty when we have the keys to the riches of glory, and that being prayer, and faith opens the door. I heard preachers say this morning that when we cannot see the blessedness of God, we will release the blessing within us and take on not the best God has, but less than the best that God has. Release the blessing and take not the best God has, but less than the best that God has. And you don't want to do that. We will live mediocre lives, do just enough to get by. And God does not want us to live like that, my darling. He wants us to see the blessings. He wants us to see our healing. He wants us to see our deliverance. He wants us to see the miracles in our lives. And we have had miracles in people's lives right here in this church. I have seen miracles right here in this church. I have seen God work wonders right here in this church. And he's still doing it. And he's going to continue to do it. All because of Jesus, who hung, bled, and died on the cross. For your sins and my sins. Laid him in the bar tomb, but early on the first day of the week, he got up with all power in heaven and in earth in his wounded hands. We pray that your eyes are open. Prayer will open up your eyes. For Elijah prayed to God that his servant's eyes will be open. Now he was talking about the spiritual eye, the eye of faith. He prayed that the army would be blinded and prayed again that the army would receive their sight through prayer. The word of God will open your eyes. The two disciples walking down the road of Emmaus, and when they heard the word, the scripture from Jesus, the Bible says the word opened their understanding. It opened their eyes. And the Holy Ghost will open your eyes. When Peter preached his first sermon, 3,000 came forth. What shall we do? Jews, their eyes were opened from that day forward. That's what the Holy Ghost does for you. That's what salvation is. The opening of your eyes spiritually that you can see beyond today. See, it already happened. I think that scripture 11th chapter of Mark, verse 24, and we'll be finished. It says that if you got the faith of a mustard seed and you believe that you have already received and you pray, it shall be done. In other words, whatever you're praying for, you ought to say, well, I know this is done. If it's in the will of God now, I know this is done. So now all I need to do is just wait on God. Period. I don't have to worry about this no more. This has been took care of. Children get in your trouble, put them in God's hand. That's what the old people did. They said, daughter, I'm turning you over to God. I'm putting you in the Lord's hand. And that's it. And it works. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We pray, Lord, that this word will be received by everyone that is here this day. Then, Lord, we pray for the lost, those that may be in our midst, those that are at home, those on jobs, in the streets, wherever they may be. Then, Lord, we pray that what we have heard today will be a light that they may see you in us, Lord. And they will come running as they did over 2,000 years ago to say, what shall I do to be saved? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Let us stand, please. Oh, those were churches open. Excuse me. Moving too fast. Again. Those are churches open. Someone give us a song, please. Moving too fast again. Those are churches open. I'm going to let it. Those are churches open. There may be one this morning. We invite you to come this morning. Let it shine, this little light of mine. Those are churches open. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Give it to me. We extend that privilege to you to come. You can come by letter, Christian experience, or baptism. Jesus said, whosoever will, let them come. If you be present this morning, won't you come? Maybe you need prayer this morning. I don't know what your need is this morning. But we extend that privilege to you to come if you be present this morning. If there be another, won't you come this morning? Eternal God, We come in the name of Jesus. We come, Lord, because you have invited us to come unto you when we are labored and heavy laden, and you will give us rest. Now, Lord, Dorothy stands in the gap for her grandmother, Sis Cooper, an old warrior that's been with us for a long time, Lord. We pray for strength for her right now in the name of Jesus. Increase her faith right now in the name of Jesus. We pray your blessing of healing upon her right now, Lord. Bless the doctors, nurses, caregivers, technicians, all that works in the unity of calling to healing. Lord, we ask your blessings upon the hospital, the room that she's abiding in right now. Not only her, Lord, but all that are sick. Brother Lavallee, Sis William this morning, Tony this morning, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Reverend Belvin, Sis Robinson, in the name of Jesus, we lift them up right now, Lord. And Lord, continue to give Sis Cooper that strength she needs. Not only her, but her entire family. And we will give you the praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, man. St. Francis, Christus, St. Francis Cabrini Hospital. So we're going to continue to keep her in prayer. Amen. As I said to you earlier, Brother Lavallee, is that
lead me on to the light. Precious Lord, and lead. I need you to lead your child on home. Can you just listen to the music for just a moment?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Meditate.
This is Pastor Dunkley. I hope our message has been a blessing to your heart. I'd like to give you the calendar of events of the Mount Olive Baptist Church. Sunday school, 9:30 a.m. Worship service, 11 o'clock. Lord's Supper observed every second Sunday at 11 o'clock. Midweek service on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. If you would like a copy of the tape you have just heard, you can reach us at 1410 Cathy Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71303. Or phone me at area code 318 448-3448. It's going to be all right. You be blessed in the Lord.